News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new domestic violence disclosure scheme could expose women and girls to an unacceptable level of risk of further abuse. That's according to an internal Department of Justice analysis. And Ellen Coyne, political correspondent at the Irish Times, has the story and joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Ellen. Explain why this domestic violence register could create additional risk for women.
So this register is also known as Jenny's Law. It's named after Jennifer Poole and the campaign that her family have led since the 24-year-old mother of two was murdered by her former partner, Gavin Murphy, in 2021. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has been trying to set up a public domestic violence disclosure scheme where members of the public or vulnerable women could find out if their partners had a history of violence. This is something that the Department of Justice had been actively considering since 2023 following the campaign by Jennifer Poole's family. But internal Department of Justice analysis, which I've received under Freedom of Information Law, shows that the department feels that an ex-perpetrator would have constitutional rights requiring them to be informed before they were added to some sort of public domestic violence disclosure scheme. And the Department of Justice is worried that alerting a former perpetrator in this way, telling them that their name was about to be included in this scheme, could actually trigger more violence and abuse. So a briefing note prepared for former Minister Helen McEntee said that this could actually create an unacceptable risk to the women and girls that the scheme is actually designed to protect.
Okay. We have a sex offenders register as well, Ellen. How does this differ? I mean, do people have to be informed? Do you know what I'm comparing these kind of apples and oranges? Why do these perpetrators have to be specifically informed, or do all perpetrators have to be informed?
Well, actually, during some of the documents that I got released did mention the sex offenders register and kind of raise some similar issues that they've had there. The clear analysis from the Department of Justice is that these legal and constitutional rights that a perpetrator would have, to use their language, cannot be sidestepped. They felt that there was no situation where you couldn't avoid giving a former perpetrator this warning. It's important to point out, if people are confused, there are scenarios where someone could have a conviction for domestic violence and that might not be publicly available anywhere. That might come down to something as arbitrary as not having a court reporter in court that day when the person was convicted. There's also entire swathes of people who have domestic violence orders served against them that, you know, members of their community might not know about because they all happen under the in-camera rule. So this campaign, while very, you know, it's got massive support across
Laudable,
the Oireachtas,
yep.
Yes, including from Jim O'Callaghan, who actually supported a private member's bill with the same aim when he was on the other side of the House. It is very complicated, and we've heard consistently that these rights to fair procedures, these rights to privacy, have come up as an issue.
Okay.
Now, Jenny Gough didn't actually make...
Maybe a last question for you, but the nub of the thing is we are being informed that legally these constitutional rights on the part of the perpetrators cannot be waived in some way, so that there's no go around here, as far as you are aware.
As far as I'm aware, but I know that Jim O'Callaghan has said that he's very devoted to find a way to do this in practice. There's a similar scheme in place in the UK called Clare's Law. It's where the police actually have the power or the authority to approach someone or disclose if somebody has concerns about a former partner. Jim O'Callaghan has kind of made the point in the past that we have a public list of tax defaulters. We don't have a public list of people who have convictions for serious sexual violence and serious domestic abuse. And he feels that the state actually has a duty to inform people who could be at risk, and people have a right to know if they're getting into a relationship or they're in a relationship with somebody who has a history of violence.
Look, thank you very much for joining us and clearing all of that up for us this morning. That is Ellen Coyne, their political correspondent with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.